These guys are going to be quite a handful, I can already tell. It's 25 before 11 o'clock. The Ortner Roberts Trio, Ortner Roberts Ulrich Trio, performing just after 11 o'clock. Right now, though, we have Eric O'Brien and Amir here with us. Hi, guys. How are you? Well, it's a radio, so you can be verbal. Amir, how old are you? Come a little closer. How old are you?
I had to break the silence. We're going to start off like who was going to talk first was our game. So we're trying to.
And we were going to. There were going to be a pantomime. Amir just held up his. his
so
hands.
I lose. I couldn't let it go on much longer.
So who went? What do you get for losing?
Taking off to lunch or something.
There you go. Well, that sounds like a good way to spend time anyway. So Eric talked first. So Amir, now we can hear from you. How old are you?
I'm 12.
And what neighborhood do you live in?
East Pittsburgh.
Let's see. I grew up near there. In fact, I grew up right where Churchill and Forest Hills and Wilkins Township come together and would always go down the Greensburg Pike into that area where the new highway is, as they call it, in that neck of the woods. What grade are you in?
7.
And tell me a little bit about how you guys met. How long have you been together?
I can't answer the question about how long we've been together. I don't know why.
How long has it been? I'll bet Eric can.
It's been about 10 months.
10 months, almost a year. Do you remember when you first met Amir, what it was like, Amir, for you to meet Eric?
Mm-hmm. He's really tall. And according to the papers, he liked to do everything I like to do.
Cool. And what were some of those things, or are some of those things?
Make some money, get on the computer, and that's all.
So his paper said that he liked to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And your paper said that you liked to do that. Make money.
Yep.
Get on the computer. And what was the third thing again?
There wasn't a third thing.
Oh, okay. Just make money and get on the computer. Okay, and what do you like to do on the computer? Like, do you have any favorite websites to go to or favorite, you know, things that you do?
I like to get on Anime Bullet. I'm a huge fan of manga. And from there, I just play games.
Cool. Now, some people don't know what manga is. Can you explain that? Just describe it.
It's basically like books. They're mm-hmm. basically just books with pictures in them, really good detail.
Yeah, manga's really cool and is getting strong. Now, Eric, did you know much about manga before you met Amir?
No, really. He's so much more technologically savvy than I am that he teaches me a lot of stuff about computers and, like, manga, I don't know. Like, I'm learning mm-hmm. about it right now as we're talking.
That's great. Well, tell me a little bit about yourself, Eric. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Originally, no. I've lived here for about 3 years. I grew up in a small town called Franklin, Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's a beautiful place. We have a lot of listeners.
It's a wonderful way to spend your day. That's our motto.
We have a lot of listeners in Franklin, actually.
Oh, really?
Listening on WCUC or WSHJ. It's a wonderful place where two of our affiliates can actually both be heard. It's this special place. You can listen on two radio stations at the same time. And what brought you to Pittsburgh?
My bag, not my money.
What's that, Amir? He wanted a bag of money, brought him here?
No.
It's an insider joke.
Oh, okay. What brought you here?
After I graduated college, I found a job in Pittsburgh. It's sort of close to home, and a lot of friends and family live here, so it just seemed like the right move at the time.
Well, that's great. What do you do?
I'm a marketing manager.
He seems like a marketing manager, doesn't he? He's mm-hmm. smiling.
Black
and
market.
I'm here, likes to tell people I work for the black market.
The black market, okay. Why do they call it the black market? You know,
I don't know. We were just talking about it on the way
illegal
over.
Illegal trade.
Well, I understand that. I've just always, my friend Chris Moore and I talk about this sometimes. Like, we, you know, it's black market, blackmail. You know, why don't they say white market or white male?
We were just talking about that.
It's white male people,
I
you
agree.
Know, or, that's a whole other conversation.
We think it's socially unacceptable.
We agree. Let's change language starting today. So what do you guys like to do together?
We just went bowling.
Cool. Who won?
Oh, well, I did.
Well, that's
obviously. Bragged.
How'd you do, though? What was your score?
Very bad.
No, did you break 100?
Nope, got gutter.
Yeah.
I haven't been bowling, hadn't been bowling in a while, and I started again, and it took me a while to get up there again. I was having some trouble doing that. What else have you done? Is there something, you know, that really stands out from the last 10 months or so?
Me beating him in baseball.
Yeah, we went to the batting cage. That's his one thing that he holds over me. He dominated me in the batting cage, which is embarrassing.
I've never done that. Automatic pitching,
yeah.
Like coming from a machine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You must really like baseball. Do you play on a team?
No.
But he did, though.
He did.
Wow. That's incredible. Amir, have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
Black market?
You want to follow in Eric's footsteps, huh?
Yes, he's my big brother. He influences me.
How else does he influence you?
He has friends. They play bad games. And he's a very good big brother.
That's good.
So that's one thing I can follow.
That's nice.
That's excellent. What makes a good big brother?
Someone who loves and cares for you and you have fun times with.
That's nice.
That's a nice way of putting it. And what makes a good little brother from your perspective, Eric?
You know, someone that just gives me a different perspective on life. Because, you know, the older you get, you sort of lose that child influence at times, or inner child, and I just have a blast with them. So, you know, just having fun and, you know, connecting on, it's really cool because, you know, we have the same perspective on a lot of things, and we find humor in a lot of the same things. So, you know, we're on the same page for, you know, just a lot of topics. I mean, it makes it's easy to hang out.
You guys strike me as a couple guys who might like be somewhere, and you just might start to laugh uncontrollably. And it's just something you guys understand and nobody else understands. Does that happen?
Yeah, we do have some inside jokes. But like,
good thing he was driving.
It's good to have inside jokes. To do that sort of thing. Now, have you been a big brother before?
No, this is my first time.
So, and you clearly are loving it. Have you had other big brothers, Amir?
Nope.
And who else is in your family?
I got my mom, my dad, my brother and my sister.
And it's got to be just wonderful to have Eric to hang out with. How do you two keep in touch when you're not with each other, you know, face to face? What do?
We call each other, talk over the phone.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And it's got to be good to be able to do that. I'm always curious about ways to keep in touch when you're so busy. Can you remember a time when you went to do something and it was just completely different than what you expected? Did you try, you know, something new to try or a place to go, and you just found that, you know, it was just totally unexpected?
What are you thinking of?
Ice skating.
Oh, the ice skating.
What was that like?
Yeah, it was real bad because I don't ride rollerblades. I do roller skates.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't ice skate.
And he just kept falling.
So you learned. Where did you go down at PPG?
No, we're out Squirrel Hill in Squirrel Hill Park.
Oh, okay, like in Shenley Park.
Yeah,
probably.
That's it. Excuse
and
me.
And did you fall a lot?
I didn't fall. I did about a total of 3 laps, and he's out there just doing circles around me.
Oh, so you did pretty well, even though you've got roller skates rather than roller blades. Now, you mentioned he's tall. How tall are you, Eric? Do you know?
6'6".
6'6", wow. And that's like, I don't know how tall you are. Do you know Amir? He's got at least 2 feet on you, I guess. Do you ever play basketball?
We haven't yet. Wow. Oh, I know. We do the baseball thing, really. That's our main go-to sport.
I can imagine.
I think he's scared to play me in basketball.
Hmm. You're getting a look right now. I don't know. What do you think people would be surprised to know about Eric, Amir?
He's a very funny guy, and his house is small.
His house is small. He's so tall, but he's got a small house.
I was waiting for him to say something random.
Does his head hit the ceiling, or, you know, walking
through
doors?
No, his house isn't small. It's like, there's more than one person in the house, so it's like crowded small.
Ah, I see. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I have a ranch, and I have a couple of roommates, so it's tight-knit.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, Aaron is here too. Aaron O'Brien, no relation to Eric O'Brien. And you've been with big brothers, big sisters. For about the same time, these guys have been together.
Exactly, we'll be 1 year in June.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And, you know, it's always nice to see guys getting involved. And, Eric, I hope you don't mind my asking, you're pretty young, right? Are you 30 yet?
No, I'm 25.
Yeah, and it's cool to know that somebody that young, no offense, but can do it. A lot of people, I think, feel, this is for married people, it's for, you know, older, you know, folks like me, but you're able to do it and kind of, you know, add a nice relationship to your life.
Yeah.
Getting involved.
It's great.
What prompted you to do it?
You know, growing up, I did a lot of volunteer work with my mom, and when I moved to the city, I started to get out of that, so I just wanted to, you know, start getting involved again, and it seems like a good fit for me and my personality.
Yeah, Amir's great. You know, Amir, my memory is right, Amir means king, right?
Prince.
Prince. Thank you for telling me that, because I have a couple friends named Amir, a couple other friends named Amir, and I've heard both, but it's Prince. I think you would know exactly. So
Eric means king, actually.
Does it really?
Yeah, like king of the land or something.
Did you guys know that before?
I didn't.
So
no.
He's king, and you're a prince. It
I think
makes
that's
perfect
a good
sense.
Fit. That's a good fit.
It makes sense. I don't know what Aaron means.
I think it's girl from Ireland, so I could fit in there somewhere.
What do you think some of the misperceptions are about becoming a big brother? There might be people listening that are just, you know, ready to think about being a big brother, but maybe they've got some misunderstandings about it.
I think some people might think that it might take a lot more time than it does. It's, you know, we suggest that people get together twice a month for 4 hours each outing. And I think, have you found it manageable, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, the 2 times a month is pretty easy. I like to do it like maybe 3 whenever, you know, time permitting. So It's really not that difficult.
And you really get a chance to try it and to get involved. I mean, I would imagine there's always a need for more big brothers.
Definitely,
and
big brothers specifically. But I mean, there's always a need for great volunteers in general.
And is there some training? And
there is. There's an interview process, and then there's also an orientation training that all volunteers go through.
Amir would be good to have, like, as part of that training. You could be like this joking, like, brother that all the new big brothers would have to take you on to see whether they could handle you or not, like just in a simulation session. Could you see that? Kind of like a driver's ed class where, you know, you've got to do certain things. You know, it's like, can you hang with a mirror?
They cannot.
I mean that in a nice way. I mean that because you just strike me as somebody who's a lot of fun. What else do you like to do over here? Are you into reading or writing?
Yes. Currently in my school, I'm in a book club called Battle of the Books.
Uh-huh. And what kind of stuff do you like to read? I mean, any particular kind of book?
Nope.
Yeah. Do you like to write?
I don't like to write, but I'm very good at it.
Are you? What makes you so good at it?
Because I could take this one little paragraph and make it into this whole story on it.
Well, that's a good skill, but you don't particularly like doing that.
No.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. So you like sports, you like making money, and you like the computer, you like Eric, and you like to read. Are we missing anything?
He likes Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Okay. Well, that's an important thing to know, too.
Just throwing that out there just so everyone knows.
Yeah.
Better than Burger King.
What's that?
Better than Burger King.
Yeah,
keeps you thin.
Among those options, that is one of the more healthier, probably. Erin, how can folks get involved if they want to?
Well, if you're interested in becoming a little or a big, you can call us at 412-363-6100, or you can go to our website at www.bbbspittsburgh.org.
And is there more that you wanted to mention about any special programs or anything coming up?
We do have a volunteer recognition dinner coming up in April, and that's just to, you know, recognize all of the hard work that the volunteers put in. I hope that Eric will be attending that because he's been doing a great job as a big brother. And it's also our 45th anniversary.
Wow.
It's a big celebration.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And how about you guys? Is there anything else you want to say? We've got another minute or two here that we haven't talked about yet.
Hate the mic, Amir.
Any secrets, Amir, to reveal? Or anything you want to tell us about Eric?
No.
No.
I only have, like, 5 words.
Oh, no.
5, okay.
Take my bag, not my money.
Take my bag, not my money.
6.
Well, we have a pass to the museum, and there's stuff even for older kids here, like you, that you can use today or some other day.
Okay.
And for Amir, an official radio patch that not too many people get those. Oh, it's kind of like a scout patch, but it's actually used for many different purposes, and they're in limited supply. And we really appreciate your coming down. It's a lot of fun to have you here. I can only imagine how
I'm
much
I'm going to say
fun.
One more thing before we leave.
Well, sure.
People do not trust me when I say I can do things that they think is impossible.
Well,
anything's possible.
For example?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Handling a gun.
Handling a gun?
Yes.
If you can do that safely.
He plays Duck Hunt, and he's a good Duck Hunt, so he always talks about how, I can do this. He's really good at Duck Hunt, actually.
Because I know how to aim with them.
Well, aim's important to be able to do that. You have to have good eyesight. You have to have a steady hand. And to do that, what else do people not realize that you've mastered? Clearly, language. You're good at that, but I think people would know that.
Let's see.
I don't know.
I don't know anything else.
Yeah.
You just keep messing with me.
I know.
Well, it's good to have all three of you
thanks
here.
Thanks for having us,
yeah,
Terry.
Aaron, thank you. Eric,
thanks for
thank
the,
you
thanks
as
for
well.
Me.
And Amir, I hope you'll keep in touch and keep Eric in line here. Someday you'll probably be taller than him. You never know. It might happen.
It's crazy.
Thanks, guys.
Welcome.
Take care.
And we're off in 3, 2, 1.